Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very special edition of the Drunk Nerds. We're doing something a little fun, a little something different. It's not the main episode. It's something different. You're going to have, like, everything's going to be normal. But I heard someone talk about something on a podcast that somebody else made. And I'm like, I heard about this. I immediately thought of Gables. Gables has no idea what it is that this is going to be. I'm incredibly excited for him. Gables, you're probably one of the biggest Nintendo fans that I know.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And there's been some arguments recently.
Okay.
About what is better, the Nintendo 64 or the Super Nintendo?
Oh, God.
So some very lovely fan out there from a fan of Giant Bomb. So Dan Riker says that the 64 is better than the SNES. Like, it's a hill he's willing to die on. So okay. If someone got together and put together a little thing here. Gables is not going to see any of this. He has no idea. Like, he's literally finding this all out as we do this all. By the way, I'm Tyler. That's Gables. I don't think I did all that either. So I'm just really excited about this. This could be a complete disaster. It could be the funniest fucking thing we've ever put out. Who knows? But I'm going to do a little share screen for everybody out there. Let me get this set up. Gables has no idea what any of this is. Make sure the audio is still working. Gables, can you just say something over here?
Okay.
All right, cool. Yep, we're good. All right, so there's a bunch of questions, Gables, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
And you're going to answer them. And at the end here, I don't want to show you the screen because I don't want you to know, like, give away some of the future questions and all that. I'm going to ask you, and you're going to answer them. And then at the end here, we're going to tally everything up. We're going to find out what you think is better.
Okay.
The 64 or the SNES? It's going to be pretty tough here. All right. First off, it's just going to be classic 1v1 here. Gables, first one. You know, I'm going to start from the bottom. We're going to build up here. Tetris Attack or Pokemon Puzzle League?
Okay. This is going to be interesting. I mean, I like both of these games, right? And, like, Tetris Attack, you know, kind of has that little Yoshi's Island thing for Super Nintendo and stuff and, like, all the other stuff. But then again, it's like with Pokemon Puzzle League for the 64, man, it's freaking highly addictive, dude. And there's, like, all sorts of various, like, other types of little miniature things associated with that, dude. But if I had to choose between the two, I would probably go with the Pokemon Puzzle League.
All right.
And that's because I love the Pokemon. I do love Pokemon stuff. And on top of that, when I played through that game, like, literally, like, I think a couple of years ago at this point now on the NSO.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Fred did that. Yeah.
Dude, that was such a fun game. Fun experience.
All right. That's one down. Next question here. Pilot Wings versus Pilot Wings 64.
Oh, God. Oh, God, dude. I mean,
easily the second best 64 launch game.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. That's one of the other N64 game launches beside Mario 64. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Both of those games are like launch games. Pilot Wings for Super Nintendo and then like the freaking 64 one for the N64.
Yeah. Played a lot of that one.
Dude, I've played maybe like a little bit between both of those versions of it, but if I had to really take a guess, though, I probably would go with like Pilot Wings for the SNES.
Okay, all right, shocking. All right, here, next one here, Gables. I don't know if you have an opinion on these ones. So some of these might be a shot in the dark here. Super Star Wars: Return of the Jedi versus Star Wars: Shadows of the Empire.
Okay, one of them's extremely hard. The other one is like,
Yeah,
the Super Star Wars games on the Super Nintendo were extremely hard games. I mean, granted, the first one, I hear more from people around, like, the retro gaming community as being, like, a good game, but, like, it's extremely hard to get stuff. But when it comes to Shadows of the Empire, you know, that game, you have all sorts of different, like, various missions you can play. You can play, like, some sort of third-person sort of, like, action-style game. You can actually do, like, little bits of stuff, like, inside the X-Wing or the Millennium Falcon or something like that. I'm just remembering tidbits of what I played on the 64 when I rented it, dude. But between those two, I wouldn't go with Shadows of the Empire.
All right. So Shadows of the Empire there. Okay. All right, next up here, another one. I don't know if you have an opinion on this one. Harvest Moon or Harvest Moon 64?
Oh, God. I'm going to let you listeners know right now, I don't really go with farming simulators too often, and that's only because I never truly got into farming simulator games. But I've tried Harvest Moon for the SNES. I did have it on the Wii's Virtual Console.
Oh, okay.
I did play maybe a... I'm not too sure if I did play a little bit of, like, Harvest Moon for the 64.
I only played the GameCube one. I got really into that one for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life, yeah.
But if I had to choose between the two, it's probably going to be the Super Nintendo one.
All right, all right. Next one. It's going to get a little harder here, Gables. A little bit harder. Okay. Well, maybe not this one. Maybe after this one, might get a little harder. Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy's Kong Quest versus Donkey Kong 64.
Oh, man, that's no contest, dude. Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy's Kong Quest, that's a far better game.
Yeah, I agree. It's one of the, it's probably some of the, probably the greatest music of all time in a video game. I haven't played the game in like 20 years. I still hum the music every now and again.
Dude,
I was really concerned you might say 64.
Why the hell would I say 64 in that situation, dude? I mean, I know.
Gables, you got weird taste, man. You like Dragon Ball. Come on.
Come on, man. But now, that's not saying that I don't think that Donkey Kong 64 isn't a bad, like if it's not like a good game or something like that. I love playing Donkey Kong 64. But when it comes to the actual games themselves, man, I love DKC2. That has fantastic level design. It has fantastic soundtrack. It's GOAT status when it comes to its OST, because you'll immediately know which stages you're going to be playing on or what's other types of like boss battle stuff. The boss music, I'm just thinking about random bosses I've played in that DKC2 and they're memorable and stuff, like the Dumb Drum or like the freaking Vulture or the Ghost of the Damn Vulture or like just taking on like a King K. Rool and stuff instead of his freaking
Dixie getting the guitar,
like, yeah, Diddy Kong awesome. Doing his rap and stuff like that at the end of the levels.
Yeah,
so that's an easy one for me.
Okay, all right, well, next one here, Gables. Kirby Superstar, Kirby 64, the Crystal Shards.
Okay. So for this one, I've actually played and beat both of these games. I do like my good Kirby games. But Superstar is definitely the better of the two.
All right.
And the reason why it's the better of the two, it has not only like variety in terms of what modes you can play. I mean, you could do like the cave offensive to where you're basically doing like a scavenger hunt, like going through all these different like connectable areas and stuff, facing off against bosses and stuff. It's basically almost like a Kirby RPG. You're just collecting certain items, collecting certain power-ups and stuff. It could be incredibly fun, but it's extremely hard to try to get every single one of those collectibles. The Dino Blade level, like the whole Dino Blade mode and stuff, where you're just trying to fight against this giant bird and stuff like that. That was fun. Meta Knight's Revenge, like the Revenge of Netta, like Meta Knight. You basically go and infiltrate Halberd, like Meta Knight's ship, and you actually just kick the shit out of Meta Knight and all this other stuff. I love Superstar, dude. That's an amazing game.
All right. All right. Next one here, Gables. Star Fox versus Star Fox 64.
Oh, this is where it starts getting difficult. Oh, for listeners out there, first time I ever played Star Fox was for the Super Nintendo. It wasn't until last year that I actually beat all the different other levels and difficulties besides doing the straight, easy, like, normal mode. For Star Fox 64... Man, I've played Star Fox 64 off and on, dude, for, like, years. But, yeah, I never really gotten through, like, the other difficulties of, like, that game. But, man, if you ever go through all the various, like, paths and stuff, you're in for a good treat, though. But, like I said, this is hard because I could literally pick, like, either one, and I probably wouldn't be happy with it. Oh, God, but... I'm going to go with Star Fox 64.
Okay. All right. All right. That's a... I don't know if I could pick two. Those are two babies of mine. I don't know if you're a stronger man than I would have just quit. All right, next one here. Super Mario RPG or Paper Mario?
Oh, wow. You really did try to do this shit. Okay. Okay, Super Mario RPG. That game was my very first RPG before Pokemon. Actually, about a year or two before Pokemon launched, like, came out. Let's see. And then, like, having... Oh, God. Paper Mario. Yeah, Paper Mario, man. I mean... That's a very fantastic game. I mean, that game in and of itself is partially why a lot of gamers now are just clamoring just for a style of either that or its sequel, The Thousand Year Door, because of how well it blended in, not just the whole gimmick of, like, the whole paper mechanic stuff, but the playable characters, this and that. But Super Mario RPG, I remember that one a little bit more fondly because... of the affiliation with Squaresoft at the time. You had characters like Geno and Mallow and stuff, and then, like, for years, people wanted to have that game, like, either re-released on Virtual Console stuff, and we finally got the remaster of this game last year. And my God, it was absolutely, like, a freaking trip going through this game again, where it felt like just something incredibly, like, just fresh for me. And what's funny enough, I actually replayed both of these games, like, fairly recently, like, within the past year or two. Like, I went straight shot through both of these games, beat them and stuff. You know what? I like Super Mario 60... Super Mario RPG.
All right, cool. Okay. Ah, man. I think that might be the toughest one yet.
Yeah, it was the toughest one yet.
this might be the oddest one yet, though, Gables. Hmm? Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, versus Zelda Majora's Mask.
What the fuck? Okay, that's a strange one, dude. Oh, yeah. Both of these games are amazing. I've played through both of these, like, freaking Yoshi's Island. I remember running it from Video Place, played a whole bunch of that game, beat that game, like, a couple different times. The cel-shaded graphics, the whole FX chip effects and all this stuff for the Super Nintendo, a late Super Nintendo game. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Then you have Majora's Mask, which basically was, was pretty much put out like a year, like, within a year or something after they released Ocarina of Time. Oh my gosh. Ocarina of Time has some great moments inside of it. It definitely plays upon the strengths of Ocarina of Time, but also kind of makes it even more difficult because of the whole 3-day mechanic. Oh god. That's a game I had to use a player's guide for because I needed to know, like, how I was going to progress past these certain dungeons, what side quests I need to do in order to get specific masks, because here's the thing. When I first played through Majora's Mask, I got every single mask, and that was thanks in large part to having a player's guide that my mom was like, "Oh, Gabe, I see you're frustrated and trying to get all these stuff. You know, here's a player's guide I found from one of the local markets." Like, "Oh, thank you." I still have that.
God.
I know. I still have it to this day. And funny enough, that Prima guide that I got, it has like the freaking notes and stuff, the Ocarina songs and stuff on there too. But if I, for this battle in and of itself, I like my Mario games, I like my Zelda games, but if I had to choose, I would go Majora's Mask because definitely left a lasting impression to me.
Okay. All right. Well, it's going to get a little harder here, Gables.
Okay.
Zelda Link to the Past versus Zelda Ocarina of Time.
I knew this would pop up. Absolutely. If I could Star Fox, I could Star Fox. And then having the weird one with Yoshi's Island and Majora's Mask. When it comes to these Zelda games, both of these ones, quintessentially, they're almost sort of similar in a lot of aspects. And What I'm saying is, for Link to the Past and for Majora's Mask, you collect like three little emblems or little rubies or something, and all of a sudden something happens and you have to collect all these other like medallions or like all these other like collectibles and stuff in order to face off against Ganon pretty much at the end. But when it comes to The Legend of Zelda, I started playing Zelda games mostly because of Ocarina of Time. First time I ever got this game was off of a whim from a choice while I was at a local Walmart back in 1999. I ended up getting this game. I would not beat it until like around 4 years later because I freaking needed a player's guide to go through this damn thing. Because, well, let's just say I did not do a lot of problem solving as a kid. Not
Game's
without
hard,
help.
especially as a especially at that age. Yeah, no, I was no chance.
So if I love Link to the Past, it's a fantastic game. It's one of the best games on the Super Nintendo, but
Best games, period.
one of the best games of all time, in my opinion, still is Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, not just because of how the game plays, but also because of its influence upon the gaming industry, literally like almost 20 years, like almost 30 years after its release. So it's like I'm going with Ocarina of Time.
All right. All right. All right. So this is the last question of this tier. There are other things we're gonna get to, Gables,
Oh
but
shit.
this is the last matchup between like 1v1 here.
Oh
It'll
God.
get a little different later, and I'll explain how those go. But I mean, it's the big boys here. You know where this is going. Super Mario World, Mario 64.
Oh, I think my brain literally just stopped for a moment there.
You just come back a week later, Gables is still just laughing to himself. He's
Just
just
laughing
completely
to
lost it.
myself and stuff, and I'm just stuck inside of a pose.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, this is I'm glad I don't have to answer these questions.
Oh my God. Both of these games I have fond memories of. Super Mario World, that was the game. That was my first game that I did not have to share really with my older brothers or something, but my little brother and I would take turns playing it. Oh my gosh. Alongside like other games like Star Fox and stuff like that, we played Super Mario World, we played Super Mario All Stars. Oh my gosh. I still love 100%ing both of these games, honestly. Mario World and 64. I was fucking playing 64 almost like yearly at 1.2. I want to say Super Mario World I preferred more.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. All right. That did not go the way I thought.
Even though I have fond memories of playing 64 for the first time and literally just crashing Mario into walls and stuff and doing flips and doing all this shit, dude. In Mario World, that's one of the fucking games that convinced me I wanted to play like more like video games.
Right, well now Gables can get a little different here. It's no longer 1v1 here.
Oh,
I'm gonna
God.
I'll put the I'll put the stuff in the Skype chat here for you so you have them in front of
Okay.
you. But this next one here, it's called Rare versus Square. You gotta pick four. There's gonna be eight games here. I'm gonna make you pick, you have to pick between four of them.
Rare versus Square, huh?
Yep. You could pick, there's gonna be,
Okay.
I'm gonna name eight. You could pick any four. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna name them off and then I'll send them to you in the chat here and you could, that way you just have them in front of you as a reference.
Okay.
We have Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy VI, Secret of Mana, Front Mission, Blast Corps, GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, Jet Force, Gemini. And I'll go ahead and put them in the chat there for you.
And
So
so
you
I
have them in
have to
front of you.
pick how many of these?
You'd pick four of them. There's eight games there. You got to pick four.
Chrono Trigger is one.
Okay. All right.
Final Fantasy VI is two.
Okay.
Perfect Dark is three.
Okay.
Oh man, let's see. And I'm going to go with GoldenEye for 4.
All right, GoldenEye for 4. Okay. All right. Well, now that was just one. There's several more to go, Gables. Give me a minute here, and I'm typing them out for you. So give me a minute, folks, as I do that. I was trying to get this before Gables was done. Okay. All right, Gables. We're on to the next one here.
Okay.
Now it's racing. Same thing, 8 games. You got to pick 4.
Okay.
Super Mario Kart.
Okay.
F-Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gear.
Okay.
Rock and Roll Racing.
Okay.
Pod Racer. Episode 1, Pod Racing.
Right.
Beetle Adventure Racing.
Okay.
F-Zero X or Mario Kart 64. And I will send those to you. Bam. They're in the chat now, so you have them in front of you.
Okay. And when you mean by pod racing and stuff like that, is that Star Wars Episode One?
Yeah, the Star Wars racing game, correct, yeah.
I like how you just spelled like F-Zero X is F like
Oh, I did. Zero. I'm trying to type them out fast, though.
Xeno-X.
They can't see it.
Okay, so I know I haven't played Top Gear or Rock and Roll Racing, so those two are out. I've played Beetle Adventure Racing, F-Zero X, and Mario Kart 64. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pick Super Mario Kart, F-Zero.
Just regular F-Zero.
Yeah, regular F-Zero for the
Okay.
Super Nintendo.
Correct.
And as for the last two, I want to go with F-Zero X and Mario
Okay.
Kart 64.
Okay. All right. Damn. You go through these faster than I can type out the next one here. So give me a second here as I do the other one. And you know what? The cables are going to be typos. You all right? I don't need you to put me on blast, son of a bitch. All right. So the next one is called competitive.
Competitive.
All right, same thing.
Okay.
There's going to be 8 games. You have to pick 4, okay? All
Right.
right, competitive here. Mortal Kombat 2,
Right.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo,
Oh.
Killer Instinct. Let me say it again. Killer Instinct,
Yeah.
Kirby's Dream Course, Mario Golf, Super Smash Brothers, WWF No Mercy, and Mario Party 2. So once again, send those to you. You have to pick 4.
I have to pick 4 of these? Oh, Jesus fucking
Yeah.
Christ. Well, I can tell you what, one there's a couple games I'm gonna eliminate right off the bat, and that's MK2 and Kirby's Dream Course, only because I didn't really play a lot of those two. But this is gonna be hard here, because basically I got Street Fighter 2 Turbo, I got Mario Golf, I got Super Smash Bros. No Mercy, and freaking Mario Party 2. So I gotta eliminate one of these fucking to try to fit in 4. Oh, God. Well, I know one thing's for sure, and that's WWF No Mercy. That one stays there.
Okay.
The original Super Smash Brothers, yes, that does stay there as well.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, God. Street Fighter 2 Turbo does stay there.
Okay, so you got one more.
Okay, so one more. It's literally between it's literally between like Mario Golf and Mario Party 2 here for me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Mario Party 2.
Okay. All right. All right. So this other section doesn't really have like a unique title. It's just called the other section. Same
Right.
thing as the last couple here. Gonna name 8 games. You have to pick 4. All right. Number one, ActRaiser. 2, Turtles in Time.
Okay.
3, Super Goals and Ghost. 4, Sim City.
Okay.
5, Mystical Ninja starring Goemon.
Goemon, yeah. Goemon. Okay.
Okay. Number 6 here, Rogue Squadron. Number 7, Turok. Number 8, Ogre Battle 64. So give me a second here, and I will send those to you.
And how many do I have to pick here?
4.
Just, okay, like the same as the other ones, 4.
Yep. It's going to get a little different after this one, so.
Okay, I know I'm going to be eliminating SimCity and Mystical Ninja starring Goemon, because I haven't played too much of either of those. But still, eliminating those two right off the bat, I still have 6 games here. I have to pick 4 out of these 6. Oh, God. These are some freaking good games, too. Okay, I can take off Turok, because I've never really played too much of Turok either, now that I think about it. Let's see. One game that definitely sticks out here is I would definitely keep Rogue Squadron. Star Wars Rogue Squadron. That was a okay. fantastic game. I have fond memories playing that. Like, getting all the different medals and stuff. It was one of Factor 5's best games. Oh, let's see. Unlocking certain crafts and stuff like the Naboo Starfighter and the Millennium Falcon. And, like, you basically had a cheat code or something like that where you can unlock one of the developers' heads to put on top of the Luke Skywalker's head. The passcode was called Hard Rock. And it was, like, one of the developers that you actually... that created the game and stuff. You just put, like, a freaking... his face and stuff on Luke Skywalker.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, so that's one. I would definitely go with Actarizer. Actarizer is a fantastic game, too, for the Super Nintendo. Okay. I mean, granted, it's half action. It's half, like, action platformer, but it's also half kind of like a little miniature simulator. But it's, like, sort of like this little life simulator stuff. It's light. It's not, like, heavy, like, say, things like a Sim City to where you have all this detail and depth and stuff that you can go to try to mold a city that you want into this whole thing. Basically, the reason why you have these type of, like, sim mechanics inside of Actarizer is to try to set up for the next stage. So you have to do a couple different things in order to do that stuff. And at the end of these stages, you get to face these crazy bosses and stuff until finally, the final boss of that game, you actually face off against Satan himself, which basically is, in the English version, it's called, like, Tyranazan or some shit like that. But it's a fantastic game. I haven't played through that one since, like, 2007, now that I think about it. It was on a Wii Virtual Console. Turtles in Time, man. I'm picking Turtles in Time as well. That's great. Okay. That's a great right. game.
You and, got one more.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go with... Man, I'm going to have to go with Super Ghouls and Ghosts because, unfortunately, Ogre Battle 64, I never really played a lot of, dude.
Okay. All right.
So that kind of gets in by default now.
All right. Okay, so we have 4 more things to go here.
Okay.
But it's going to be kind of... Or 3 more. I'm okay. not going to do the 4th one here.
Okay.
There's 3 more. All right. Next one just called this category is just called the Nintendo Grab Bag. Okay.
Nintendo Grab Bag.
So I'm gonna name 6 games and you have to pick 3.
Okay.
All right. Number 1, Mario Paint. Number 2, Earthbound.
Okay.
Number 3, Super Metroid. Number 4, Mario Tennis. Number 5, Pokemon Stadium. And number 6, Pokemon Snap. So I will go ahead and send those for you into the chat there.
And I have to pick 1.
3. 3. Oh, so there's 6 Jesus games. Christ. You have to pick. Oh, God damn, not that mean.
I don't know why I thought I had to pick only 1. I'm like, oh shit.
I was like, Cable's brain just breaks. I think that might actually do you in right there.
Okay, so pick 3 games out of these. So, let's see. This does make it hard because I've played every single one of these games inside of this category. Some for a long time, some just fairly recently. If I had to pick three, I definitely would pick Super Metroid. That is going to be on the list. Earthbound will be another one that's going to be on the list.
Oh,
I played
okay.
through that
Yeah.
game like a number of years ago now, but I did it completely on the 3DS after years of neglecting that game and not finishing it.
One more.
I know. You know, I'm gonna say this right now, man. It's gonna be Pokemon Snap.
Oh, I was gonna say better fucking be. Oh, we're no longer friends. I'm like, how is that not the first one you pick? I'm like, as
Dude,
long as they like Stadium, fuck off. I'm
the
like, the first,
reason
come on.
why I picked Pokemon Snap over Pokemon Stadium is because I replayed both of these games in the past couple of years. And freaking Pokemon Snap is such a joy to go and like play, and you can do
Yeah.
all this other stuff. Replaying Pokemon Stadium 1, that damn game is such a chore at points
That game is, sucks.
because if you don't have your own party of Pokemon that you've played through with the games, transfer them onto the games, it literally is you choosing a whole bunch of the rental Pokemon, and a lot of the
Yeah.
times they're just pure ass.
Yeah. Yeah. The only reason you play that game is just for the fucking Rattata minigame. That's it. That's the only thing that matters. The rest of that game, I remember even as a kid with like completely on the Pokemon, train. Like you couldn't say a bad thing about it. Even I was like what, I don't know, 12 years old. I was like, this game sucks. It's so boring. So,
Dude. And plus, I can't even play the games on the NSO like I played it originally, to where I
yeah.
had a transfer pack. I had the Pokemon games. I could use my Pokemon that I had raised in those games to
Yeah.
actually win my those cups in those games to get those prize Pokemon to transfer into my Pokemon games.
Yeah, the only good thing about Pokemon Stadium was I could play Pokemon Yellow on the TV. That was the only cool thing about it,
Yeah.
with the little
And
adapter.
you had a speed
All
up
right.
option too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Holy shit. Yeah, so much better. It's weird they just haven't done that since. All right. Second to last one here, Gables.
Okay.
Once again, I'm gonna name six games. Pick three. This one's just called sports. Number one, NBA Jam.
Okay.
Number two, NHL 94.
Okay.
Number three, Super Punch Out.
All right.
Number four, 1080 and Snowboarding.
Okay.
Number five, Wave Race 64. And last but not least here, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. So you gotta pick three. So I sent it to you. It's in the chat there.
Let's get my brain going here. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 is definitely one.
Okay.
That is one of the reasons why I actually decided to like get a PlayStation to begin with, because I literally saw the differences of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater on like say the N64 as compared to like the PlayStation. And so that was one of the first games I got on the PS2 besides WWE, WWF, like SmackDown 2, Know Your Role. Let's see. NBA Jam. I have so much fun, like nostalgia for NBA Jam. Not so much of the Super Nintendo, but on the Sega Genesis. I played through the original NBA Jam and NBA Jam Tournament Edition with the Sacramento Kings and also the Golden State Warriors. Even though some of those teams were not that great back in the fucking 90s,
No,
I
no.
played through those games because it was so enjoyable. It's just Mark Turmel and stuff like that on the freaking announcer booth and stuff. But as far as the last sports game goes, there are some stiff competition here, but I want to go with Super Punch-Out. Because
All right, wow.
that Super Punch Out, man, I mean, this game definitely has it kind of better than, say, like the original Mike Tyson's Punch Out in some aspects. Granted, there are some fighters that return to that game, like for Super Punch Out, but God, that was so much of a blast to play that through when I first played it, like as a teenager, and then like I actually beat that game like for the first time, and that took me like literally over 10 years to beat that game because I got stuck in the last the last circuit because I couldn't beat this fighter by the name of Hoi Quarlo, who was this dude with a staff and stuff that you had to box. And it wasn't until I figured out, oh, I could just hold the D-pad back and stuff, and so I could block his damn attacks with a staff.
All right. Well, all right, you got three in there. All right, so last category here, Gables. This one's just called platformer-ish.
Okay.
Okay. So same thing. You're gonna name six games, gotta pick three. Mega Man X, Super Castlevania 4, Contra 3, Banjo Kazooie, Conker's Bad Fur Day,
Okay.
Space Station Silicon Valley.
All right.
All right, I go ahead and put it in the Skype chat there for you.
Ooh. There's only one game I think I haven't played out of that, and that's the Space Station Silicon Valley. I know
Okay.
it's supposed to be like a hidden gem in the 64, and it was one of the precursors for, oh God, which developer was it? Insomniac? No. I don't know. I know that developer was important too in the gaming industry.
Like a Naughty Dog maybe, or
It could have been Naughty Dog for all I know,
okay.
but
Just trying to think of like Crash or something.
because I know that Sucker Punch actually had a couple of games that released, like one that was on the Nintendo system, but they have a Rocket Warrior, like Rocket, like a robot on wheels. But
Oh, okay. I've heard of that one.
okay, so let's go to the initial question at hand. I have to pick three of these games.
So you've got down to five.
Yeah, I cut it
So
down
you
to
have a,
five.
you, yeah.
Banjo-Kazooie is definitely going to be kept in. That's
I was shocked you immediately just didn't stop me before I even named the rest. Just like, all right, Banjo's in.
Oh God, I love Banjo-Kazooie, dude. In my honest opinion, I still feel to this day that Banjo-Kazooie is better than Mario 64.
What?
There's so many core things that that game does right. And let's put this in perspective, Tyler. When Nintendo saw how well Rare did, like, with created Banjo-Kazooie, that was what prompted them to kind of rework Legend of Zelda, like Ocarina of Time, because of the quality that Rare put into that platformer.
I Gables, I've asked you a lot of tough questions tonight, and I think that was the most outrageous thing on this podcast. This is the most outrageous thing ever said.
Dude, here's my perspective of this, dude. It's like Banjo-Kazooie in Super Mario 64. You know how you can collect stars like one at a time in Mario 64? What you... And then like all of a sudden you exit out the stage and stuff and you have to re-enter the thing all over again and stuff. You don't do that in Banjo-Kazooie. You can actually just go forth and collect all the random jiggies and stuff. You can collect all the different collectibles and stuff and be done with it in the span of like what? Like sometimes you'll have like maybe 10, 15 minutes or something like that at most or something for some courses. Sometimes it'll be a half hour. But there's a lot of quality of life features in Banjo-Kazooie over Mario 64 that I kind of like better. But okay. The other one's going to be Super Castlevania 4. That is a tough as that could be as tough as hell, dude. Especially when you get towards the later half of the game where you go into Dracula's castle, the stages start becoming increasingly difficult. There's actually one stage where you have to literally navigate across these treasure chests and stuff, and this gold, like all this gold doubloon stuff. And the end boss is literally this gigantic, like jewel, like big old like bat or something like that that you have to try to take out. But the ending portion of that game, the cycle between the four boss battles in a row, essentially, where you have to face and beat the Grim Reaper, both of his minions, Slogora and Gibeon, and Dracula himself in his two forms and stuff. That game is epic, but let me tell you, man, it's like that is definitely one of my favorites upon these lists and stuff. Because
Okay.
it's one of those games where you've played through and you beat it and stuff, you'll always remember it. And that
Have
actually
nightmares about
leads,
it.
yeah, man, and that actually leads me to my last game I should pick here, and that's gonna be Mega Man X.
I already had my mouse is hovering over it. I already knew
Oh, you know me too well, dude. Mega Man X,
it.
that was the game That was the game. I actually blazed through a couple different games like around 2019, like February 2019 and stuff like that. But yeah, it was the craziest. It was one of the craziest shit to where like I beat four games inside of like a row, like all three Mario Brother games, and like all of a sudden Mega Man X just randomly. Mega Man X is so good. It's so good because, like what I was talking about, DKC2, its soundtrack, it is phenomenal. You go to whatever stage, either it be like the Sting Chameleon or like the Chill Penguin or the Spark Mandrill or something, you're just greeted to just banger after banger and stuff. Then finally, once you get past those Robot Masters and stuff and you go on to the Sigma levels, oh God. It definitely presents like a lot of challenge, but when you are facing off against like Sigma and his different forms and stuff, it's just epic kind of like battles and after battle and stuff. So yeah, Mega Man X is pretty cool.
All right, that is it for the questions, Gables. I don't know that I haven't looked at the score. I don't know what it is, but your best guess, who do you think what console do you think you picked more of, Super Nintendo or a 64?
I think it's Super Nintendo.
Okay. All right, well, I'm not gonna run through each category here. I'm just gonna give you the scores real fast. So in platformish, Gables picked two Super Nintendo's games to one. In sports, Gables also did 2-1 Super Nintendo. Nintendo grab bag, Gables once again 2-1 Super Nintendo. So pretty decent lead right off the bat. In the other category, Gables picked 3-1 Super Nintendo. In the competitive section, though, Gables picked 3-1 64.
Yeah.
And then racing, it was tied 2-2. And then Rare versus Square, which I just love that. It's a great category name. Two versus 2-2 on that one. So once again, they're tied. And then in the classic matchups where I made you pick between, we did 1v1 here. SNES won 6-5. So with the final score, oh, man, I was close. N64 has 16 with Super Nintendo's 18. So that came down
Difference of two
to,
games.
yeah, came down to the very last one, Gables. If you would have, you picked Mega Man X to go to basically give it the win. Because if you would have picked Conker or Space Station Silicon Valley, we would have had a tie there.
That would have been even more hysterical.
Yeah, I would have had to figure something out there to break up the tie. But yeah. So that is the winner there. It was SNES 16, N64 16. Gables, how was that for you?
Most of that was pretty hard, but there were definitely categories I felt that were kind of a little bit more easier for me, especially since when I started getting categories there were certain games where I didn't even hardly play at all. Like say for the one for Ogre Battle 64 and like Mystical Ninja and all that other stuff. It was easier to eliminate a lot of those games, that and Sin City as well, because even though I've have some bit of those games, I may have played maybe like a little bit, maybe like not even 10 minutes or 15 minutes of some of those. Not enough time to really form an opinion upon those games, really. So those type of categories and stuff, those were easy. For the last category, however, it's like I think one I hadn't played, but really,
Yeah, Space Station one.
yeah, it's like I played maybe like a little bit of like Contra 3, but Conker's Bad Fur Day I did play, but it was just one of those things to where I don't really like too much of Conker's Bad Fur Day because I've never really like. I never really played it through the full extent. I mean, when I think of the Rareware games, I really like Banjo-Kazooie, like Banjo-Tooie, like Donkey Kong 64, but I could never really get into Conker's Bad Fur Day, even though there are a lot of good funny moments. There are definitely a lot of fun characters like Greg the Reaper and stuff, and like freaking the Great Mighty Pooh.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but wow. Okay, that was a fun little thing there. I'm glad we did that. Worked out. I was a little worried that I'm like what, I was worried that I was gonna like go completely dominant one direction there. But yeah, it came down to literally the last category, so that's pretty sweet. But thank you guys so much for watching or listening. This probably we'll put this up as a podcast as well. But you know, if you are a, you know, I guess it's a little late now, but obviously it's probably something you should probably should have watched as a video version on our YouTube channel. Please like, follow, subscribe, check us out everywhere. If you want to maybe check us out again, look at the, I'll make sure to put like the URL to this in the YouTube chat, or I'll put it in the podcast service as well. So if you want to do this with your friend or you want to do this yourself, go ahead and do that. But yeah, we're available everywhere on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all podcast services, Apple, Spotify, everything. We're on them. Just check us out, Drunk Nerds, Drunk Dash Nerds. You'll find us on there. There are links down in the description below with all the, with just links directly to all those places. So please check us out there. I was your host. I was Tyler.
And I have been Colonel Gables. So until next time, guys, thank you for listening to another fun episode of this podcast. But most importantly of all, just thank you for taking your time just to not only just listen to us and stuff, but just being patient with us. This is definitely something new and out of the norm that we don't generally do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this definitely was a ton of fun because I didn't really think that coming into like recording night, you know, tonight and stuff, it's like I'm getting bombarded to, okay, which ones do you prefer here, this or that? You know, like
yeah.
Right now my brain feels like it's kind of like splitting.
Yeah. I broke it. We still gotta do another podcast after this. So and Gables is destroyed. Right. So maybe we should have done this afterwards. I don't know. Yeah, thanks guys. Gables, fucking banjo is better than 64. What the fuck is up with that?
That's probably one of those things your friend Justin's gonna look at us like, what the fuck?
I'm gonna send him a clip of that. I'm gonna send him a clip. I'm gonna cut that out and I'm gonna send it to him. So I guess bye guys.
See ya.
Jesus Christ.